Yeah, I think it's important that, as you say, Matt, that we don't look at Abram in such a harsh way and look at ourselves in a more favorable way. You know, these challenges that God sets before us is really to test our heart. You know, Abram was 75 years old when it says, and he departed. So you think of the wasted years. And as young adults, you sit here, and I think we have to ask ourselves, how many days, weeks, months, years have I been wasting? I heard the call, and yet it was muted because of something natural. And I dwelt outside of the land of promise. Because that's where Abram and his family were. They were outside of the land of promise and blessing. And when you think that the God of glory has called us to bless us, and we say, listen, I have something more important than the blessing, we have to ask ourselves, do we really appreciate and have a sense of this God of glory and what he determines to do? But I think that we also have to appreciate that God is a very gracious God, that he's a patient God. So after Terah dies, God allows Abram to remember. So some may say, well, you know, are you telling me he forgot? Well, he stayed in the land. He remained outside of Canaan. He didn't say, Dad, father lived 205 years. And this is before the flood, men lived long days. But just think about this. God allowed him to remember the call. And it said for him to get out of thy country, from thy kindred, from your father's house, unto a land I will show you. It is not an easy response when God says, get out of your country. Get out of, leave your kindred, your father's house, and go someplace over there. But that's the call of God, and that's where the blessing is. So, you know, when we speak of Abraham as the father of the faithful, this is not where he is here as Abram. And we have to ask ourselves, where am I in my Christian, along this path of faithfulness? The disciples said, Lord, increase our faith, because we do have problems with stepping out in faith. Leave your country. Think about everything that you know and see around where you live. Everything here in the United States, in Barbados and Brazil, that we're comfortable with, that we are attached to. We say, where are you from? Well, I'm from Germany. I'm from Barbados. Are you Asian? Are you so-and-so? Are you from Ireland? I mean, there's this natural connection and pride to that country. Then there is your kindred. That's the widest sphere of our familiar relationships. People say, well, you know, I'm a Rockefeller. I'm a so-and-so. Because they want, you know, names mean something, right? I'm Donald Trump's grandson. Well, you come, those guys, you stay over here. And he says, and then your father. This is the man that you love. And that attachment to the father's name along the natural line, it means something to us. Well, you know, that's my dad. Oh, you're so-and-so's son. And God is saying, the God of glory is saying, Abram, exalted father, leave all of that. And he's saying to you and I, and this is the challenge, I think, for young adults, for all of us, God is calling us out of these things. And we ask ourselves, when you talk about Tuesday night prayer meeting or Wednesday night prayer meeting, is it that there's such weakness because we haven't left country, we haven't left kindred, we haven't left father's house, and so the assembly goes begging because I'm still attached to these things.
Just to add, the Lord Jesus said, he who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And it is interesting to see how Abraham is responded he's doing pretty good when it comes to leading the country. And he's doing pretty good when it comes to leading the kingdom. But God wanted more of that, more of him. And the biggest test came when it got to the father's house. God appeared to him and says, get out. I will take you to a land that I will show to you. And he packed up, and yes, Terah is there leading. But the one who was leading Abraham was the biggest hindrance to what God wanted to do in his life. So for us, there might be the seeing the things in the world, and he says, look, it doesn't match with who I am as a Christian, and I might depart from that. I might separate from that because it's a hindrance for God blessing me. Even my kindred, if God would recognize and make a clear judgment on that. But God is saying, I want to even take you out of your father's house. And I believe in many ways that is where the greatest challenge for Abraham came, in his father's house. So we say, like the Lord Jesus, if I have a greater love for my father and my mother more than him, I really cannot experience the blessing that he has for me.
Well, guys, there is no blessing outside of the land. And God had said to him, get thee and unto a land that I will show thee. There's where the blessing lies. I just want to build a little bit more on what Anthony said. Because of the fact that patriotism is very contagious. You know, it's very, very contagious. Even Brother Vera was talking about the basketball teams. You know, even in the islands, it's the same thing. Men will buy their Lakers jersey and buy this jersey to show what team they're on. Cultural ties is very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. But also we are social beings. And we need family, extended family. And what is nice about America, we could get together with families, have barbecue, and have all these things that is very legitimate and upright. But then after again, there is the immediate family. But in all these things, Abram should have been the leader. He should have been leading. If his father wanted to go, follow me. Okay, because later on, Abram took them. He was in charge. He learned from his mistakes that, listen, you and I have to be in the driver's seat, so to speak. God has called us to something. Forget about the sideshows that comes in to delay us. And the thing about Terah, he lived much longer than Abram. That is the thing about wasted years, Anthony said. Wasted years. It lasts long, very long. And when you look at the book of Judges, the years that were wasted, God do himself recognize them. And this is the challenge for us. The challenge for us, am I following the God of glory, or am I following cultural ties, family ties, or ties of the extended family? If these things are driving me, I am going to be delayed, and those years are not going to be reckoned. And I often think all of us will be brought before the judgment seat of Christ, and we'll have to give an answer for the life that we have lived, the call that was done. What is the call for us? The call for us is to come into the good of what God has secured for us in Christ. And here it is. This man lived 205 years. I tell you, you could imagine the albatross and the weight he was on Abraham. I don't know if Abraham was praying that he died. But the fact is that thank God he died so Abraham could move on with his life.
When you say extended family, what do you mean by extended family?
Cousins.
Cousins.
Cousins and stuff like that.